Now we're continuing our month-long Out in Wisconsin series. June is LGBT Pride Month, and on Fridays at this time throughout June, we are featuring stories from Wisconsin's LGBT community.
Last week, we talked to a young transgender girl and her mother about what it's like to be gender nonconforming in a small Wisconsin town. Today, we're speaking with two of the plaintiffs in the case challenging Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage.
Last Friday, federal judge Barbara Crabb ruled that Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. That ruling stirred some confusion about whether marriages could begin immediately. By Friday evening, same-sex couples were marrying in Madison and Milwaukee. More licenses issued around the state now. And today, we're waiting to hear clarification from Judge Crabb on whether she will issue an injunction on Wisconsin's ban or a stay on her ruling.
That case was brought by the Wisconsin American Civil Liberties Union, along with eight couples. Cammie Young and Karina Wills are one of the couples, and they join us in our Milwaukee studio, along with the director of the ACLU Wisconsin, Chris Amity. Cammie and Karina, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And Chris, it's good to have you along, too.
Thanks a lot. It's good to be back on Central Time.
So exactly a week ago at this time, Judge Barbara Crabb ruled that Wisconsin's same-sex marriage ban was unconstitutional. Cammie, where were you at that time, and what was your reaction?
I was actually at home. I am currently on maternity leave. I just had a young daughter about 3 months ago. So I was at home and enjoying all the wonderful Facebook posts that were going on at the time, which was great, very celebratory.
And what about you, Karina?
I was actually sitting at my desk at work and just, you know, I think I received a couple texts from Cammie telling me what was happening and just being very excited.
And did you have, were you thinking about the political picture and what that could mean, or were you thinking about, you know, your own situation, Cammie?
I don't think I was necessarily thinking of my own situation just because we are one of the two couples who are already married. So, you know, our viewpoint's a little bit different from some of the other plaintiffs. But I was just really elated for all of my friends who I knew would want to take advantage of this. And, you know, a lot of them have gone out already and started getting married, you know, Friday and Saturday. This morning was a witness for one of our other friends who decided to go ahead and get married. So it's just, you know, really happy for everyone and happy that, you know, this ruling came in the way it did.
Well, the two of you already married last December in Minnesota. Karina, how does it affect you, this ruling? How does it affect you personally?
Well, you know, I think the details are all, you know, still in limbo. I don't know exactly, I know exactly what I want to happen. And that is for me to be recognized as a parent to our daughter, because right now I'm not. My name wasn't added to her birth certificate. So I think what we'd like to have come out of this is for us to be recognized as a married couple and also for me to be a legal parent.
And Karina, in the eyes of the law in Wisconsin, you're not, as it stands right now, the legal parent of your daughter. How has that knowledge affected your relationship, or has it affected the way you feel as you go about your day-to-day life?
That's a really good question. I think, you know, part of me is always very hesitant to even call myself a parent because I know by the eyes of the law I'm not. So it makes me angry. Even though Cammie and I went into the venture to get pregnant and have our daughter together as a couple, I'm still kind of an outsider. So it hurts.
Chris, we're going to go to you now. Last Friday, the ACLU advised its clients, those that have not yet married, that they should hold off and not get married Friday evening. Why was that?
Well, we recognize that we're all in this long haul, and things are going to work out. Things are going to be great because we're confident that not only public opinion but legal developments are on the side of ACLU and the clients and other couples who are out there who are married, considering getting married, and other people who just want to have the freedom to marry. You know, not everybody's going to get married, but like straight couples, they should have that choice. So we didn't feel that people had to to rush into anything if they weren't prepared to do that. So what we're trying to achieve now is getting some clarity out of the court rulings and conveying that to couples all across Wisconsin and reassuring them that they can be confident that things are proceeding as the ACLU envisioned them proceeding in terms of filing and expedited proceedings, and we're going to get some good decisions. And, you know, it may not be this case that gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the basic reason the ACLU is doing this for couples and potential couples in Wisconsin is to give them a voice in the tremendous discussion that's going on in America about the rights of people in relationships that aren't necessarily traditional ones.
As we speak, we're waiting to hear if Judge Crabb will issue an injunction or a stay, waiting on that news. But because of this, the situation has been described as legal limbo. What do you make of that lack of clarity?
Well, as I said before, it's going to get sorted out. And sure, people have to be patient. There's a little doubt. There's a little anxiety. But, you know, if you read Judge Crabb's decision from last Friday, she declared the state constitutional ban on marriages except between one man and one woman to be discriminatory, to be in violation of equal protection of the laws under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And in doing that, if you go in and read her opinion, you see that she has taken an important legal step. In a case last June that the ACLU had at the U.S. Supreme Court, Windsor versus the United States, the court said that the Federal Defense of Marriage Act had a section that was discriminatory, but they didn't exactly fill in all the details. Well, Judge Crabb has gone in and advanced the legal arguments and said that I know this is going to sound like legal jargon because it is, but she said that LGBT couples have what's called heightened scrutiny. The government can't just deny them the liberty and equality that Judge Crabb talked about because they come up with any old reason. You've got to look at it more carefully. And so that's an important legal advance. And when you think where we've come since last June in that Windsor case to where we are now with so many courts chiming in with a great decision from Judge Crabb that, you know, unequivocally declares the state of Wisconsin constitutional provision and related laws unconstitutional, we're really seeing a lot of progress. But with all the commotion since last Friday and today, it may not seem, you know, it may be difficult to focus on all that tremendous progress, but it's there and it's going to continue. And, you know, the ACLU couldn't have done this without great clients, without support from the LGBT community, without great lawyers. So
we're gonna
it's
going to
happen.
We're going to have to leave it there for now. We're going to come back and keep talking with Chris Almody, director of the American Civil Liberties Union in Wisconsin, also talking with Karina Willis and Cammie Young, plaintiffs in the case challenging Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage. This is part of our month-long Out in Wisconsin series.
I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation with Karina Wills and Cammie Young, two of the plaintiffs in the case challenging Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage. They're joined by ACLU Wisconsin Director Chris Almody. The conversation is part of our month-long Out in Wisconsin series.
And we'd like to hear from you. Do you have questions about Wisconsin's same-sex marriage court case for the couple or the ACLU Wisconsin? And how has this case, this judge's ruling, affected you? And let us know whether you agree or disagree with the ruling in the case. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234 or post over at the Central Time Facebook page.
And Cammie, let's go back to you. Can you tell us some of the backstory here about how you and Karina first got involved in this case?
Well, I saw a post on Facebook by a friend of mine, and they were looking for someone in our situation who has was expecting. And so we gladly said that, yes, we would love to join the case because we really thought it was important. So that's how we got involved in it, and we've been really enthusiastic through the whole process.
I want to go to the phones right now and take a call from Justin in Cross Plains. Hi, Justin.
Hey there. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to say that I wholeheartedly agree with the ruling. And a comment, I think that there's a fundamental philosophical misunderstanding with a lot of people that treat religious marriage and state marriage as the same thing, but it's the job of the state and of the country to protect everybody's rights. So if a man and a woman can get married, as far as the state's concerned, then so can a man and a man. It's no different than prohibiting somebody from, say, incorporating a business because, you know, the board consists of men and women or all men. And that's it. I'll listen for comments off the air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin. And Chris, do you want to respond to that?
Sure. I think Justin brings up a really important point here because there is so much confusion about this. And, you know, the ACLU supports religious liberty. We support religious freedom. So if the government were to start to tell a religious institution, a church or synagogue, mosque, whatever, who they may marry and who they may not marry, we'd be the first ones to object because religious institutions can have doctrine about marriage, and as long as it doesn't harm people, you know, that's their free exercise of religion. But a lot of people get confused about this. There's been some reaction to the decision from people like Milwaukee Archbishop Listecki that sort of add to that confusion. But ACLU and our clients and the people that want equality and justice for all couples aren't trying to take anything away from religious institutions. Rather, we want to have our clients and same-sex couples share in what heterosexual couples already have, the freedom to marry.
And Karina, I want to go back to you now. You and Cammie have been together for 13 years, and yet in the past several years, especially the last one or two, we've seen it referred to as a groundbreaking era in terms of the advancement of gay rights. Have you seen attitudes towards you and your partner change over the last several years? Have you seen that?
Oh, certainly. Even in my day-to-day job where I work, I think, you know, I've had the luxury of working at an organization that's, you know, offers benefits to same-sex couples as they do married couples or heterosexual couples. And it's been a pretty open environment. I've been open pretty much since the day that I started working there. But the openness has increased, I think, over the last couple of years tremendously. I remember, you know, even 10 years ago being afraid of talking about my partner or, you know, our family and things like that. And it has become a lot more positive just in the last couple of years.
And Cammie, what about you?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. You know, I definitely don't have a problem whatsoever and pretty much never have telling people about, you know, my life and what's going on with it. I don't beat around the bush about it, but I would say that the reactions from people have gotten better and, you know, they have just really been able to embrace us like normal people. So we're not just, you know, something of an oddity anymore. We're more of an inclusion into the community.
Now, it's worth pointing out that what happened on Friday with Judge Crabb is a ruling or a decision made by one federal judge. It doesn't, by necessity, change the way society responds. What do you see, Karina, as the next steps in making Wisconsin a place that is more accepting of the LGBT community?
Well, I think the most important thing is, you know, getting the laws changed and making sure that all LGBT people have equal opportunity to the rights that our laws afford us. I think that making that change and moving us along will definitely help LGBT people feel, I don't know how to say it, maybe more not more proud, but more accepting of themselves even, because I think LGBT people often have even problems accepting themselves because of how other people view them. So the first step is definitely changing the law and making sure that our government views us on equal terms.
There's certainly a back and forth when you talk about the relationship to of the law and societal attitudes. It would be hard to imagine the civil rights movement without the Brown versus Board of Education decision, which declared segregation illegal and unconstitutional. It would be hard to think of the civil rights movement, or our case for that matter, without the decision in Loving versus Virginia, where the court declared that interracial marriage was unconstitutional. So, yes, societal issues change, and maybe that gives judges a little more willingness to go forward and take the next step. But then the cases themselves, you know, there's like almost a symbiotic relationship. Some people get caught up talking about polling and all that, and that's important. But I think that we've heard already that equally important is the relationship between the law and societal attitudes. And we shouldn't underestimate the importance of people coming out to their friends and families and at their workplaces, because I think one reason why things have changed so dramatically in a way that judges will now consider these kinds of cases is that once somebody knows somebody who's gay or lesbian, it makes them think differently about it. And particularly if it's a loved one, it's really hard unless you're willing to, you know, cut them off. And of course, that has happened. But it really makes people think differently about it. So from the individual acts of LGBT people reaching out and interacting with their families and friends to societal attitudes, it all comes together and reinforces what's happening in terms of legal developments, and then there's a loop, and the legal developments spur on what's happening in society.
Now, we're just talking about same-sex marriage in the context of history alongside the civil rights movement. Karina, do you see what is happening here in Wisconsin with you and your partner as historic? Do you feel that you're part of history?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. In fact, on Saturday morning, I took the time to read the full 88-page ruling that Judge Crabb released on Friday. And as I read it, I got very emotional over it because, you know, our names are associated with something that is going to change the way that people look at us, and us being all of the LGBT community. And it's a tremendous honor to be part of this. I almost see this as, you know, there's different stages to, I guess, acceptance. There's first tolerance. You know, first people have to come to tolerate LGBT community. And I think that that will happen with the changing law. And then once people get more comfortable with with tolerating people, then they can come to actually accept us as equals. So I think it's going to be a long struggle, but this is a very historic first step.
Well, Karina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Cammy, thank you to you.
Thank you for having us.
And Chris, a pleasure to have you along with us as well.
Thank you and your listeners.
We've been speaking with Karina Wills and Cammy Young, two of the plaintiffs in the case challenging Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage. They've also been joined by ACLU Wisconsin Director Chris Amini.
This conversation is part of our month-long Out in Wisconsin series. June is LGBT Pride Month. On Fridays at this time during the month, we are featuring stories from the state's LGBT community.